Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the right fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Woody English. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Chick Foles. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third, the right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Wes Skolmerich. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jack Warner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Fritz Noethe. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Jackson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Jackson. And now, play ball. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Todd. Hermann moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel strikes out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foles. The throw from Hartnett and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foles scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Douthat throws the ball into Hermann who tags Skolmerich, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hurst moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. English moves to third. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd strikes out. One out. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noethe hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Noethe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skolmerich. Herman reaches second base with a double. Herman moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Fulas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herman scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fulas hits a fly ball into left field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies won. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skolmerick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 2 in the game. Douthat hits a fly ball into center field. Fulas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noethe is 0 for 1 in the game. Noethe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noethe moves to third. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fulas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herman. Fulas reaches second base with a double. Noethe scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 2-1, Phillies. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Fulas scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Noethe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Skolmerick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skolmerick. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noethe is 0-for-2 in the game. Noethe hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell pinch hits for Pat Malone. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-3 in the game. Douthat hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Lynn Nelson now pitching. John Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fulas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Herman reaches second base with a double. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 4-2, Phillies. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Ad Liska now pitching. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skolmerick. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Demery moves to third. It's 4-3, Phillies. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Phillies, 4. Phil Collins now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. English moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Collins. English scores. Hartnett moves to third. Gerges moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-4 in the game. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett scores. Gerges moves to third. Douthat moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klein moves to second. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Klein moves to third. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Skolmerich moves to second. Burley Grimes now pitching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Klein scores. Skolmerich moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Cubs. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Noethe is 0-for-3 in the game. Noethe hits a line drive into left field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. English takes first base on ball 4. Cy Moore now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moore. Hendrick scores. English goes all the way around to score. Hartnett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-5, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nothe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nothe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Dugas pinch hits for Cy Moore. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fulas hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-4 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.